breaking news story of the hour. The State Department has now issued a worldwide travel advisory for all U.S. citizens as worries continue over the threat of terror attacks. The government says it has information suggesting ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, other groups are planning attacks in multiple regions of the world, and this will remain in effect until the end of February.
Joining us on Skype with the latest, WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green. J.J., how unusual is this advisory? Can you put it into perspective?
Well, it's not unusual, but it does take on an added amount of significance right now, considering the fact that they usually issue these things every year around this time because a lot of Americans travel around the holiday. But since 9/11, they certainly have put a lot more focus on it. But right now, looking at the intense and worrying situation in the EU, the instability in the Middle East, and concern about attacks in Africa and parts of Asia, this warning takes on special significance. And when you look at the fact that there was an attack in Turkey in October, 95 killed, a Russian jet was brought down in Egypt earlier in the month, 224 killed, Lebanon, a bombing on November 12th, 40 dead, Paris, 130 dead on November 13th, and Bamako, Mali, just over last week, 18 dead. Plus two attackers. This alert takes on added significance, but it's not unusual at all.
Well, now sort this out for us, because sometimes people hear travel advisory or travel warning and they get really scared. Is the government advising against all overseas travel or just certain things to avoid if you do go out of the country?
No, it's not saying don't travel. What it's saying is awareness is the ultimate anti-terror tool, and that's what authorities want people to remember. The alert isn't saying don't travel, but when you do, make certain contingencies, like, when you're in public places, avoid large crowds or the big parties that are out in public. They also want people to exercise vigilance when they're in public. Follow the instructions of local authorities. Monitor media and local information sources. And make contingencies with your family. Stay in touch with them. It's not saying don't travel. It's saying you really need to be more aware right now, especially considering all that's been going on in recent weeks.
All right. Thank you, JJ. That's WTOP National Security Correspondent JJ Green. Well-